T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
When shooting over the weekend for the very first time.
I was impressed by your skills.
I had, when I was a kid, I had a BB gun and stuff like that. So that's all I've ever done. I never shot an actual gun with a real bullet until Saturday.
Yeah.
So we went and we got trained. Wanted to learn the right way to
do it.
That's
pretty cool.
Which is kind of neat. And our instructor, which is funny because in a weird way knows us, Chris Basic, who's just recently retired Pennsylvania State Trooper. Mm-hmm. And he knew of me, but he knows Michelle better because he was the state trooper assigned to the school at Hazleton when he was there. He was like, "Medic, is that you?"
Oh, that's funny.
So, he was teaching us everything. And then the first thing I learned is he goes, "Are you right-handed or left-handed?" I said, "Well, funny you ask. I throw with my right hand, but I write with my left. So I may be right-handed." He goes, "Take a look through the scope. Which eye sees better?" And I had LASIK surgery a few years ago. So I have one eye for distance, one eye short. My left eye is my distance eye. So now I'm a left-handed shooter.
Okay.
And so we were out there, and
what do they talk? Is it called trigger control or something? I see people talk about this a lot online.
Yeah, and a lot of people telling me I wasn't doing it right. Now, they are looking at me from the right side, so my hand was probably different.
Oh, there we go.
I'm working on the excuses.
Excuse maker.
However, his biggest point, which he made, is now as soon as you're ready to fire, then you put your finger on the trigger. When you're not ready to fire, get your finger off to the side. And I was doing fine for a while because then I got excited. And then, you get cocky when you're like, "Yeah, I'm good." And he's like, "Okay, we need to reload." And, of course, I still have my finger on the trigger. He's like, "Get your finger off the trigger and hand me the gun."
Here's what stood out. We'll have to post the video on the Froggy Facebook page. Every time you fired the gun, like a little girl, you brushed your shirt off.
You know,
what are you doing?
Funny you say that, too, because, the shells come flying out. And he said that happens to you because you're left-handed. Because they always go that way. If you were right-handed, it would go off to the side.
Oh,
but they kept coming back and hitting you in the chest.
Yeah, I've never seen somebody do that.
Yeah. I was like, oh.
That was actually Michelle standing on the other side.
Yeah, she was shooting at me, I think is what was trying to happen there. But he said, and I got to say this, he said, for first time, so we both did really well
hitting
the target. So it was good. He goes, the bottom line is learn for protection. He goes, now, what we're aiming at there, he goes, if I stand in front of it, which, by the way, at that point, he took the gun away from me. Mm-hmm. He goes, watch, and I stand in front of it. He goes, my body is the same size as what you're shooting at. He goes, you would have hit me with multiple shots at that point.
So, was it terrifying?
It was exciting. I wasn't terrified. I was looking forward to, I get nervous about things. And I was psyched to do it. And he goes, who wants to go first? I said, I do. And I do, because I didn't know
how. Do you wear ear protection?
You do when you're firing, because it is pretty loud. And it's a little bit of a kickback on the gun.
Yeah.
It was about what I thought it was going to be, maybe even a little less, because I always thought it was much more.
Right.
But Michelle said she felt it a lot on the kickback on the gun. But it was a lot of fun.
That's cool.
And then I found out, because, I bought bullets, and when I got the gun, the bullets were cheap then. They were $13 for 50 of them. Mm-hmm. Went to the store the other day, because, now you use them, you can't use them again once they're out there. So I went to buy another 50. Now they're $34.
Why?
And because all these people are going out and buying all the ammo and stuff right now.
Wow.
And it's like gasoline. It's high in demand. Things are going to keep going up.
Wow.
Yeah, just letting you know. But it was a lot of fun. And thank you again to Chris Basic and Whitetail Preserve, where we went to do the shooting on Saturday morning.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.